You want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. Welcome to the first ever iteration of a new feature of the Man Warrior King podcast, which is the second episode to be released each week. And on these end of the week episodes, these Friday episodes, they are intended to be just shorter campfire types of thoughts, things that the Lord has been speaking to me personally over the week, stories or snippets of examples of God showing up in fun or crazy ways in my life, the kinds of things that you talk about around the campfire. So welcome to the Campfire Thoughts. So today I want to draw your attention to this random little verse that I discovered in Jeremiah 25, and it is verse, what is that number? 6. It says, "Don't go after other gods to serve them and worship them, or provoke me to anger with the work of your hands. Then I will do you no harm." This is God talking. And what struck me so much about this is that it shows how incredibly non-religious God is. I mean, we don't think of, like, anger. We don't think of being able to be provoked as something that is part of who God is. But he clearly says, don't worship other gods or provoke me to anger with the work of your hands. He gets angry. And I'm really thankful that he also couples this in the Bible with, like, being slow to anger and the fact that Jesus did take all of God's wrath upon him. Okay, so he's very kind. He's very compassionate. He's very loving. But nonetheless, the fact that he gives us this little snapshot of his character that says, don't provoke me to anger, and then he says, then I will do you no harm. Meaning, if they did provoke him to anger by building their own gods and worshiping other gods, then he would do them harm. And we actually get this to be true because we understand that there was a time in the history of God's people where they kept disobeying so much that he sent them into exile and destroyed their land and whatnot, right? So we get that. But this is like this personal little insight that God has emotion. And what I think that it can do for us, now we got to be careful because anger often is vastly misused and often is let to run rampant, right? In ourselves, in our homes, in relationships, whatever. So it's very easy. There's a reason why there's the other verse that says, be angry, but don't sin in your anger. Because it's very easy for anger to produce in us all of these non-godly, non-kingdom actions, thoughts, beliefs, feelings, whatever. But if you're the kind of person who, like, who puts such a stringent straitjacket on yourself, and anytime you feel an emotion that doesn't feel exactly joyful or happy or loving or kind or whatever, or peaceful, and you start to beat yourself up because you're just not being Christian, I feel like this gives you a little bit of freedom here, because God himself got angry and said, don't provoke me or I might do harm. So this doesn't give you license to go ahead and, like, let loose and do harm and all of that stuff. But what it does do is give you the freedom to just be in yourself without kicking yourself and beating yourself up. Now, I believe that in the kingdom, it says the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I believe that it is quite within our reach to not live dictated, to not live like in an emotion like anger or downness or whatever, or hurt, to live in victory, to live unshaken and unable to be shaken by people around us. But I also believe that when you do feel angry, it's far better to own it, to be honest about it, to admit, I am angry right now with yourself, to admit it to God, to admit it to the people around you who probably know already, even though you're trying to hide it or trying to be dishonest about it and cover it up, explain it away, or just avoid the people, and so you don't have to interact with them and clearly let out your anger. Because you know what? If it becomes clear that you actually are angry, then it might be a hit to your pride, because you're not supposed to be angry, right? You're supposed to be kind and loving and the best husband in the world. But it is far more healing and healthy to be real and honest about where you're at right now, even if it's not pretty. It doesn't mean that you have to be partnering with anger. It doesn't mean that you have to be sinning and acting like a jerk or worse. That's not okay. But anger will never be healed or mended, resolved, if you just try to stuff it. God himself didn't stuff it. Remember the temple? Of course you do. Jesus goes in, overturns all those tables, makes a whip, all that stuff. He was angry. He was angry. He was angry and yet not sinning. That's crazy. I think for us to be able to be in that place where we can be so full of anger and let it out in such a scandalous way and not be in sin, I think we have to become very, very rooted in who we are choosing to be as a man in the kingdom. So we have work to do. We must know our identity. We must know who we are. We must know who we will choose to be and who we will choose not to be. We must go into the fire with Jesus in his presence, in prayer, in the word. Let him shape us and change us so that our emotions, even the anger, become good and result in good and not pain, not harm. I don't know. This is a mystery. This verse is a mysterious one to me. I don't have a lot of answers on it, and I don't want anybody to take it and run with it in an extreme manner. But I do want you to see the freedom to be where you're at, to feel what you feel, and to realize that some aggression especially if it's not aimed like at a person, but it's anger at the way things have become, anger at situation that doesn't match up with the kingdom, that doesn't match up with God's plan, anger because after all this time, your X, Y, or Z is still hurting and still broken. And gosh dang it, it's not meant to be that way. And I will go to battle to change it. Anger can be quite a powerful motivator. Just something to think about. You are free to be you, and you are loved. And in Jesus, because of him, you are right before God. So even on days when you may be feeling weaker and you're angry at this or that, yeah, you got some work to do. You got to work through some stuff. But you're still right and you're still good. And there's no reason to be ashamed. So own your stuff. Own yourself. Own your emotions. That's it for today, gentlemen. Bless you. This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.